grove?
What would you call a large shade tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark?
Birch.
Broad leaves which are shed all at one time and bark that peels and little knobs or balls and with tough wood used for chopping blocks? I don't know that I know what the tree looks like, so all I can do is read the description.
Say it again, sir.
Broad leaves shed all at one time, the bark peels, little knobs or balls, and tough wood. I think it's the tree that Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible.
Sycamore.
Okay, does that description fit a sycamore? I don't know what a sycamore looks like.
Don't know.
Okay, what are some common shade trees in the Houston area?
Live oak, water oak, white oak, elm. We have magnolias, but those are usually grow all the way to the ground. Elms. I suppose you wouldn't call a deciduous tree like a pine tree shade, but it would be a sweet gum. Chinese tallow.
What kind of tree did George Washington supposedly chop down?
A cherry tree.
Okay. When we were talking about roots, do you know any medicines or things like that that were made from roots or still are, perhaps?
I know of them, but I...
You know names?
No, I don't.
Or tea might be made out of?
I'm just blank. I mean,
okay. Are you familiar with a kind of shrub whose leaves become very red in the fall, and some people say it's poisonous?
Sumac.
Yes. Is it poisonous?
Sure.
Okay. What are other types of poisonous vines or shrubs?
Poison oak and poison ivy.
Are they both vines?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a difference between them?
Yes.
What is the difference?
The configuration of the leaf and the number of leaves that grow clustered together. I'm trying to think. Poison ivy is 3. Poison sumac is 10.
Mm.
Or 9. No. Mm. 4, 4, and 1. Oh, no. 5, and 5, I think, is sumac. And poison oak, usually slightly different configuration of the leaf, and I think poison oak has got a slightly white lining around the edge, that is to say, around and border on the edge of the leaf, as I recall.
Is it more like poison ivy?
Yes, oak is more like ivy, that's right. Sumac has berries.
Okay, what are some local berries in Houston?
Holly.
Well, edible berries.
That's a very good question. You see people growing strawberries in their own garden, but I don't think, really, I don't ever remember in Houston going anywhere nearby to pick berries.
Mm. Okay. What's another red berry that's a little like, it looks a little like a blackberry?
An edible one, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Raspberry?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if berries that are not good to eat, you would say they are?
I'd say they are inedible or poisonous, if the case may be.
All right. Do you have a name for a tall, flowering bush with clusters of pink and white flowers?
A tall, flowering bush. I'm not sure what you're talking about. No.
Did you ever hear of laurel or mountain laurel?
Yes, I've heard it, but only because of reading. I mean, we certainly don't have it there that I'm aware of.
Do you know a name for a bigger one that grows further up in the mountains?
No.
Rhododendron?
Ah, yes, I am. Associate rhododendron with Washington State.
Okay.
Such beautiful ones.
Okay.